That was our first ever Triple Play on Planet Country. Now we sound, you know, like a real FM radio show, Triple Play. We had Chase Rice in the middle there with Eyes on You from the brilliant Lambs and Limes album. And so good to see Chase Rice making the music he wants to make. He had a messy record company breakup, but he's now back doing what he does best, which is great.
He's actually one of the writers of Cruise, which we heard earlier in the show from Florida Georgia Line. So yeah, we can't have him not making music.
No, absolutely. We also just heard from Hayley Jensen with Saturday Night, and some big Hayley news. In fact, two massive bits of Hayley news. Firstly, she got married on the weekend.
I thought she already was married. Who was that guy with her at Tamworth?
hang on. Just to be clear, the guy at Tamworth with her was her husband, but, well, not at the time. See, the thing is, we thought that Hayley and Chris were already married when we shared a house with them at the festival, in fact, because I'm sure Hayley was calling him hubby. Anyway, they got married on the weekend, and she looked absolutely beautiful. It was on the north coast of New South Wales. Congratulations to them both. Fantastic.
What was the second massive bit of Hayley Jensen news?
Yes. Secondly, Hayley will be in the studio on the show in a few weeks' time right here at SWR, and she is launching a new album and touring, and she's going to come in and play some of the stuff off. It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait.
Cannot wait. She's always a lot of fun. You know how we are playing a few highlights from recent shows to the SWR audience? Yeah, we're going to do that very soon, but I just wanted to quickly give out some shout-outs. Now, first of all, shout-out to one of our most loyal listeners, James Baker. He has made the switch.
He's made
the switch to our new station, which is actually closer to where he lives.
Ah, so I've better discovered. Reception.
Yeah, so, well, not just better reception. He's a delivery driver. Mm-hmm. He drives a van all over Sydney and occasionally drives audio equipment to outside broadcast for us we're doing the stuff for The Wolf. But he actually was in Minto and was able to pick up 999FM down there.
Minto, so that's Minto, the Campbelltown, MacArthur area.
Yeah, so he said all the way from down there to home, he's been listening to the show. So shout out to James, and thanks for making the switch to us, not just to 999, but to Monday nights. And hopefully you can stick around for an extra hour, because we're doing a longer show now on the news station. I also want to give a shout out to Kennedy Parker, a presenter here on SWR, who's just told me that he's actually played High Valley on his rock show.
Ah.
So that's what we like. We like country rock. Like, country rock is something we play, and that's what we want to see. We want to see country songs cross over to these other genres and actually get picked up on these other shows that play
that
different
fantastic
genres. So, yeah, and there's a few country artists that have been played. Casey Barnes has been playing on Triple M in Brisbane already, and he actually performed in a train carriage.
That's right.
That's how he got on the stage, and he had to perform in a train carriage. It's a bizarre process to get on radio. It's a bit easy with Planet Country. You just emailed the songs.
Is that what you were doing when you were down below in the tunnel trying to perform on the train?
Because you're giving away my secret, mate. Sorry about that. No. Shout out to Rebecca as well. She's out at Penrith. She's listening in via The Wolf, in fact, live streaming. She's been keeping me updated on the situation with the stream.
By
the looks of it, I moved your phone. And there's better reception in the green room. So Hayley's going to be really excited to see the bigger green room we've got here. It's a pretty good setup.
So let me get this straight. The Wolf, the whole, this is a massive internet radio station. The whole thing hinges on my phone getting reception.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it.
So, yeah,
grassroots radio.
So if anyone has a security pass for the building and you want a brand new, model Galaxy S8, then come and steal Stew's and take our syndication offline. But we want to give out, so we're promising these highlights to introduce to our listeners to the show and remind our Planet Country faithfuls of how good we once were.
Mm.
So how about we get into another one, shall we?
You know how I like to rant about the tabloid magazines.
Yeah, you're obsessed with it.
Well, it's how they treat Al Keith and Al Nicole. Right, well, because they're always on making up stuff about them. So
I don't want to get you started, but we did talk about it a few weeks ago, and you came up with a way the tabloids can move forward.
Yes,
kind of like how pro wrestling did after they admitted it was all made up.
Big Stu and MJ,
Planet Country.
Stupid tabloid magazines are all over it again.
So, based on your previous rants, I'm going to guess that No Idea Magazine, as we call them, have Keith and Nicole either splitting up, cheating on each other. One of them's pregnant, probably Keith again. What's going on?
They have Keith and Nicole booking into rehab, get this, for one final attempt to save their union. According to an insider, and you have to do air quotes when you say insider, who said it was an extremely emotional and testing few days.
Well, hang on, who said that? Were they a reliable all sorts.
They were just listed as an insider.
Someone else staying at the B&B who got paid for making up a story.
I don't even think it's that, MJ. I think with the tabloid magazines, I mean, we've gone beyond the need for sources close to the stars or insiders at rehab. We don't need them. We just make the whole thing up.
We know that Keith himself has said he just ignores the rubbish written about him.
Well, this is it. See, that's the problem. I think I have the solution, though, MJ.
What are you saying, Big Stu?
I'm saying the tabloids need to come clean and admit that they make this crap up. Everyone will love it. I think Keith Urban would even read No Idea or Not Okay magazine if they just admitted it was fake. He'd get a kick out of it. Oh, what have they made up this week? Haha, I'm pregnant again. Good one, No Idea. I love it. But wait, who's the mother?
They could even get exotic with their supposed sources.
Yes, a pool boy tending the Urban Spa confided to one of the chauffeurs that he'd seen Keith Urban dunk his head underwater in complete violation of the spa's safety guidelines.
Well, pregnant men do crazy things.
Big Stu and MJ.
But don't you agree? I mean, admit it, pro wrestling, they did that, you know? It didn't hurt that organisation. People love that it's fake.
Yeah, and also watching the spa guidelines is really important. You know, you need to follow,
them, follow
them, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen. I still don't think KU will start reading them, Big Stu, but there is news about Keith Urban's new album called Graffiti U. It drops on the 27th of April, and Keith will be here in Australia in May for a promo tour, so I'm starting it now. Hashtag KeithUrban999FM.
Absolutely. Let's get him in here.
Yeah, Swire 999. Let's get Keith Urban in the building. Big Stu and MJ will talk to him and we'll have a good chat. I'll get a selfie and I'll send it to my mum to make her jealous. And we might need to hire security so she doesn't come crashing through the doors like, Keith, where are you?
A lot of mums like Keith, don't they?
They do. And a lot of daughters too. Keith has a fan base that covers all demographics.
Crosses over in more ways than one.
So we can't wait and hopefully
well,
he comes to the
studio.
Well, in the
meantime, prior to him coming into the studio, because that's totally going to happen, let's check out the latest single ahead of the album release. This features Julian Michaels. It's called Coming Home. Hey, Keith, you're doing that in May.
Hi, everyone. This is Keith Urban.
Else's life. I'm turning into concrete, harder than these city streets, when no one even cares if I'm alive. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta give back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta give back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. Not even a memory is good enough to get me through the night. I'm longing for the real thing. People who know the real me and all the ways to love me back to life. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. It's not the same. Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
Just about the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap me up around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap me up around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. I'm feeling lost in all the nightmares. I need somewhere to ease my mind.
Keith Urban on Planet Country, being broadcast from Swar 999 FM in Sydney and streamed on The Wolf Australia.
Guess what?
Mm?
I know the seventh song on the new album.
The seventh song?
It's called Drop Top by Keith Urban.
Drop Top, I like
that. And it features Cassie Ashton.
Okay.
I'm looking at Keith Urban's Twitter feed, and he says, the honour is all... Cassie Ashton tweeted about being on the album.
Mm.
She says, could not be more excited / honoured to be featured on the seventh of the song of this album, Drop Top. This album is going to be blow your mind with its fresh familiarity. That's one word, familiar and familiarity, I always struggle with. I can't wait for you all to hear it. And Keith Urban said, the honour's all mine, Kay. You are the real deal.
KU's the real deal.
So I'm taken by the Cassie's tweet. The seventh song of Graffiti U is called Drop Top. She's featured on it, and Keith Urban thinks she's the real deal.
So I'm just going out on a limb here. Drop Top, we're talking convertible? I mean, is that...
Okay, I'm making a prediction here, Big Stu. Josh Satterfield's convertible pink BMW is going to be featured in the song. Okay, Cassie is going to be singing Barbie Girl lyrics.
Yes.
I'm a Barbie girl in Keith Urban's world.
The plastic line that we don't know if it's correct.
No, Keith Urban's going to... It's going to be referencing Keith. It's got to be for the new song.
Yeah.
Because Keith Urban's pretty good at taking old bits of songs and putting them into new ones, as he did with that song we just heard.
That's
with
right.
a Merle Haggard guitar riff. If you're a Merle Haggard fan and didn't pick that up. But yeah, so the seventh song will be called Drop Top. I can't wait till the 27th.
Do you think there's a lot of Merle Haggard fans listening to Planet Country?
Probably not. Mm. We do a good job of getting rid of them with the music we play.
Absolutely. Still to come tonight, we have our interview with Darius Rucker, but next we've got this.
Now on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
Dancing Man is back. That's what he does every week.
Yeah, so for our new listeners on Swar, we have a Song of the Week theme, and I usually sing along to it. And Stu makes me guess who has Song of the Week, so it's back
to guessing. Sometimes it's obvious. If there's a guest artist in the studio, they've probably got Song of the Week, and
so
they sit next to you.
When you see a promo graphic for Hayley Jensen being in the studio, you pretty much know she's going to have her Song of the Week.
So guess away. What do you think this week?
Well, I've got no idea. Clues, mate.
Clue time. She's a young country artist just starting out, but she has experience in reality TV.
Well, that was Hayley Jensen. Have you got the right notes, mate?
She was
on Australian Idol. Casey Barnes was also on Australian Idol as
well.
That was
a long time ago. But no, it's a female artist just starting out. Hayley's been around a little while, just starting out, so...
Is it music based reality TV?
Think beyond just when you think reality, it's none of that rubbish they have on, the usual.
So it's like a documentary thing.
You're getting warmer.
Okay. The reality TV show was made by her and her classmates through year 12.
Yes, getting
because
there.
Because our Song of the Week is by Chelsea Berman.
Spot on, MJ. We met Chelsea in Tamworth, and her debut single is in rotation on The Wolf. Now she's released the follow-up, which is a ballad with an incredible film clip. You've really got to check this video out on YouTube. It's fantastic. Let's check it out now, though. It's the Planet Country Song of the Week, Chelsea Berman with Don't Leave Me Now.
I'm Chelsea Berman, and you're listening to Big Stu and MJ on Planet Country.
I can't say sorry enough, 'cause I keep messing things up. I'm giving you reasons and excuses on why you should stay, 'cause I told you everything. Just wasn't enough. Sometimes the dreams we make just don't come true. Sometimes people stop loving.
studios of SWA 999 Sydney's West. Streaming live on the Wharf Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
I have plenty of clues on social media, Stu, but I do not have clues on 4G connections because apparently our live syndication is still cutting in and out a little bit. If you give me a second, once the talk breaks over, I'll try and look at it, but it's, we're still figuring that out. It's the first show on a new station. It happens.
We do apologise to listeners on the Wharf. We will try and sort this out in time for next week's broadcast. But, of course, if you're in Sydney, tune in to 99.9. It's funny to say that, isn't it? 99.9. 999. SWA.
9999999.
That's right.
999.
That's FM. Right. Now, social media, MJ, how do people find us?
Well, it's really important you say that because I got sick and tired of having to say it every week on our old station. But new station means new people to tell them what to do. You need to head to Instagram and search for Planet Country Radio. That's our username, Planet Country Radio, no spaces. On Twitter, it's PC Radio Show. And I've got my own computer in this new studio, so I can be tweeting live to people during the show. They can be
talking to me.
You've
already been doing that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to tweet to me, it's PC Radio Show. Snapchat, I'm big on Snapchat, doing behind-the-scenes videos. PC Radio Show is the username there as well. Of course, with the connection issue, it's a bit hard to upload, but I'll make sure I'll upload it by the end of the show. And on Facebook, just search Planet Country Radio Show. That's where most of our stuff is, Facebook, so you can follow the show, find out what's going on, and talk directly with Big Stu and MJ.
Absolutely. Now, MJ, when I say the name Darius Rucker, what do you think of?
Well, I think of a great country singing a very famous cover of the song Wagon Wheel, and it's the most covered song. That, in turn, is the most covered song at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Right. That's what I think of.
That's right. Everyone wants to hear Wagon Wheel. But if you are a regular listener to SWA, you might know him better for this. Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish with Darius Rucker as the front man and some quintessential mid-90s radio hits there. But of course, Darius went on to create a huge country career and he was in Australia recently to headline the CMC Rocks Festival. We caught up with him on the red carpet and MJ started by asking him when the Blowfish were getting back together.
Mr. Darius Rucker, welcome down under. Welcome to the red carpet. Kicking off with the big news on social media, Jason Aldean has announced a show with a reunion for Hootie and the Blowfish supporting him. How's that news exciting you?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's going to be
just
a fun,
hearing about it now for the first
gonna
time.
Be a fun
What's going
show.
On?
Jason called me and, you know, asked me if we play a show, so we put the band back together. It'll be fun. You know, playing those big stadiums is always a good time, so it'll be fun.
Has there been approaches over the years to get the band back together? Have you sort of had
sure.
to knock it on the head?
And... You know, we still play about 4 or 5 shows a year no matter what, yeah. So there's always talk about it. You know, we'll do it sometime.
Sometime.
Yeah.
I love that. Something we did have to ask you is Wagon Wheel, the song Wagon Wheel. I don't know if you were aware of this, but particularly in Australia, that song is the go-to song every band, every artist has to do in their cover set. Have you heard about that? Everyone's requesting Wagon Wheel in the pub on a Friday night.
Just a heads up, the crowd is going to go absolutely crazy when you sing that song. So just
be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared, compose yourself,
I will.
Just let them sing along. You don't have to do anything.
The fact that you're here this year has actually meant all of the other artists doing the late night pub gigs has had to scratch that off, like they did a few years ago when FGO were here. They couldn't sing Cruise. It's the same same tonight with Wagon Wheel this weekend.
Oh, that's good.
And of course, new album, new singles as well, doing really well. How's the response been?
It's been great. You know, it's great to be in country music and wanted to come over here this last 10 years being in Nashville. It's good to finally get here and have a good time.
Well, we're so excited to have you out down under. Have you done any of the bucket list items all the celebrities love to do? Have you got the selfie with the koala yet?
No, we're doing that tomorrow.
What we think we'll do is bring a koala so we can do it on the red carpet.
I think you should. That would have been perfect. What's wrong with you guys, man? That would have been perfect.
I've got a kangaroo, but no koalas.
That would have been good, too. That would have been good, too.
What about tonight, the awards night? All the peers come together. It's a big TV event. Must be a lot of fun to see everyone in the audience, all peers that you know.
Absolutely. That's what I love most about the awards shows. You get to see guys you don't see all year because you're all touring and doing your own thing, you know. And at these shows, you get to get together and have a good time.
We'll do that tonight and have fun on the festival as well. Thanks so much, you guys.
Good to see you.
We mentioned a few weeks ago the red carpet. It's quite funny because the artists have minders that kind of walk alongside them or behind them, and you know they kind of make sure if you're talking too long, they sort of take the artist off you, and some of them they sort of look at you and just take the artist past you. They don't want you to talk to
them. Some of them need to take us away from the artists. A lot of the international artists were jet lagged. Darius was a little bit jet lagged there. We're looking at him, he's like it's the accent. We're talking too fast for him, but he's kind of like, I'm excited to be here. I just need to find a bedroom.
Did have to edit some spots where he just was thinking about what he was going to say. But what I was going to say, though, his minder, how cool was that dude?
That guy just let Darius do his thing. He just stood back.
He was a guy from the hood. He just looked tough, man.
He just looked at me and he was like, yeah, you guys are good. You guys are cool. Well, you get some minders that are like, you know, they think they're as famous as the stars themselves.
Mm.
Kelsey Ballerini's mind was a bit like that. She's like, yeah, look at me. And I'm like, I want to talk to Kelsey. I'm sorry.
See, I think if you're a minder, you can't dress up. She was dressed up, you know, like as if she was someone walking the red carpet, not just a minder there to sort of
all minders should look like they're in the Men in Black, you know, the guys from the movie, right. Men in Black, you know, they suit glasses on, and then if any fans like are too long with an artist, then they get that thing that pulverizes their memory.
Mm.
That little thing, it's like, you know, you're just standing here, there were no artists walk by to click, and it's like they have no memory of anything.
Darius Rucker's minder looked like he was a boxing a trainer, you know, he had the kind of the little peaked hat. You know,
Hootie and the Blowfish are going to become boxers, maybe. Are we onto something here, Big Stu?
We might be onto something. Let's check out Darius's country work. This is for the first time.
Yeah, and it's currently number 11 on the US country chart. And I'll just say it did, I think, it's been 11 weeks in the chart. So number 11 in 11 weeks? No, highest level position's 11, 34 weeks in the chart. It's on the way up, so it's a pretty good song.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Darius Rucker.
Dance to a dashboard, singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy, blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first? Baby, something new is what you need. Like a real night, let your hair down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Say you never drank from the bottle of some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun come up. Well, I know your fans are watching and they probably disapprove. But give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah, let yourself go. Something new is what you're needing, like a real night.
And the Blowfish, no, Darius Rucker. I was just thinking, though, that the older Hootie music from the 90s, it kind of sounded country. Like, if it was released today, you know how we play that game where if that was released today, it could be country, like, you know, John Cougar, Mellencamp stuff from the 80s.
But what you're saying is that he was country before it was cool to be country, basically.
Yeah, when you had to be Hootie.
When was the last time you did something for the first time, Big Stu?
I can't even think about that. That's too.
I think right now you're using a different console.
Well, that's true.
You're using different playout software.
True.
Different computers.
I'm struggling, but we're getting
through. This is the first time using this beautiful Rode Broadcaster microphone, which is very expensive and better than what we used to. Mm. That makes my voice sound slightly better.
Do you know what I did? I changed headphone sockets. I had the headphones plugged in over here, and it was all distorted. And I thought, is this what we've got to put up with? And then I thought, I'll try it in this other spot over there, and it's so much better. That's fascinating radio,
can you,
I know.
Maybe adjust the headphone thing for me? Because I reckon that could be the woof playing up, maybe.
As in the volume? Or?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so you're turning down. Lower. Yeah, but you're turning down my volume as well.
Oh, okay, I don't want to do that. Anywho, this is fascinating, but we mentioned before Kelsey Ballerini. She was walking the red carpet with the minder that was dressed up like her, but we didn't get to speak to her on the red carpet, unfortunately. We did a couple of years ago at the CMC Awards. I did call her Chelsea by mistake, but we've covered that many a time since then. Maybe that's why she didn't want to talk to us this time. Let's check out her song unapologetically, though, right now on Planet
What's
Country.
What's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Just looking for a pretty face, but they got it all wrong. I got it all right. They say they just don't see it, but I saw it at first sight. And I'm unapologetically in love, and that's unapologetically enough. No matter where it takes me, even if it breaks me, I'm unapologetically all in. From the second that I started falling, I'm unapologetically in love.
Big Stu and MJ.
Planet Country.
Kelsey Ballerini is moving to Australia.
Say what?
Well, this is an Instagram post from 13th or 12th of March, our time. It's a photo from their honeymoon. Kelsey Ballerini said, "Y'all, I love this man so much." This photo was from our honeymoon when we were time banking, knowing this year would be a lot of cheering each other on from two different places. I see him in a few days in the place where we met, hosted an awards show, and fell stupidly in love. Aussie is my second home now. He's my first. We can't, your address can't be Morgan Evans' body.
What's his postcode?
Well, it's, I don't know.
Where do you put the mail?
Big Stu and MJ.
Yeah, Morgan Evans and, of course, Kelsey Ballerini, married these days.
That's right. How cute are they together? We predicted it long ago that they would get married.
We saw the spark in the eyes on the red carpet the night they got together.
Well, they were hosting together and they walked the red carpet together and we interviewed them together and they just work together.
They were smitten.
Except when random strange boxes turn up at their house. Morgan Evans.
Do go on.
Was on Twitter. I love having my own computer. I can look at Twitter.
You can look at this stuff.
I don't do Twitter enough, according to Josh Setterfield, who we heard from earlier in the program. So I'm doing more Twitter, Josh.
Well, he's J-Dog. Mad, as I said, but he's also mad for Twitter.
He loves it. It's really bizarre. I don't get Twitter, but Morgan Evans does. And he has written, he's quoting himself, talking to Kelsey. "Babe, is that pile of boxes or candles you bought online?" And this is
candles.
Kelsey. Yeah, Kelsey went... but they make really great gifts. And she proceeds to open all the candles and light them. Morgan replied 5 minutes later, "I thought they were all gifts." And Kelsey said, "For me."
Candles. Can't they afford a light or something? What's with the candles? It's romantic, I guess.
Well, my girlfriend loves Kmart, and guess what?
Candles?
They sell candles there, and she's always like, I want to get a candle. I'm like, what are you going to do with a candle? You've got, electronic lights.
You can't torches
if the light goes out. But
you can't light it in the car or anything, so.
No, you can't. And if you go too fast with the top down, the candle blows out, so.
Speaking of Morgan Evans, he did write a beautiful song, wedding song, for his lovely bride, Kelsey. Let's check it out now. I Do on Planet Country.
Saying I do, wanna hold you forever. No, I ain't ever. It's Sam Hunt, and here's my single, Body Like a Back Road.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fits them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. No curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. Take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Got braids in
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. What a song. And that song, you can hear it everywhere these days, can't you?
Including here on Swire 999 during the right. day. Yeah, so it went pretty viral, that song. Mm. And Sam Hunt is probably leading the way for country artists on mainstream radio. And so we're really excited when we started talking with Swire about the change to their station, about how the fact that literally we're talking to the amazing manager, Joanne. Shout out to Joanne, and thanks for all your help about the what we do. And literally, I sort of just started tapping Stu's arm. So just listen for a second. Body Like a Back Road was on. And we started the show with Champion by Carrie Underwood feat. Ludacris, which is also has been on rotation here on Swire 999. And Morgan Evans, I think his other single, Kiss Somebody, has been on as well. So we just love, we loved the idea of coming here because it meant that the songs we play will get played during the day. And the songs that are leading the way for country, like Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road, will just get people interested in our show. And we can really start to sort of take country to the mainstream, which has been a mission statement of Planet Country for a long time. So it's
that's right. Bring new fans.
Yeah,
country.
But you know what? Speaking of new, you know, he needs a new song.
He does. Sam Hunt, we're all over the song. Well, the reason is, I can tell you why we're over it, because we were the first to play that song in Australia on Australian radio. Planet Country, we played it first.
We knew it would be a banger.
That's
so
right.
We do that a lot, actually. We play a lot of songs for the first on FM radio.
We do.
So Swire 999 is picking up a very, very cool honour by being the first of FM station. So,
that's
yeah,
right.
We're not really prepared for this second hour, are we? Can we admit that now?
No, I tell you what we can do. We can play another song that has gone absolutely huge.
And on Swire 999.
That's right. But I think, hasn't it been released in two ways? Or was released as a country song and released as a song?
From what I understand is that there's the single version, which features Flora Georgeline, who we heard from again, and we mentioned quite a few times now. And there's the album version, which does not feature them. I think. So this is BB Rexha with her hit Meant to Be, which features heavily Flora Georgiline, country's leading duo.
What's up, y'all? It's your boys, Tyler and Brian. We're Flora Georgiline.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at.
it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be. It'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me? Ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be. It'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah. If it's meant to be. Meant to be.
Morgan Wallen with Up Down. I love that song. That's kind of my song of the moment. You know?
Yeah, am I hearing double though?
Why?
Because there's Florida Georgia Line's in that one as well.
So we played Florida Georgia Line tonight with Cruz. Then
we talked about them because Chase Rice wrote with them.
That's right. Then they were in the BB Rexha song, and just now they're in the Morgan Wallen song. Yeah. They do it all.
Yeah, they are. So you can tell they're pretty big if they're in this show multiple times.
That's right. Favourites of ours they are. Now, I thought, MJ, we're getting towards the end of the show, but I thought we'd incorporate a theme. We've never done this before. We're always playing new stuff. I thought we'd sort of take a step back and maybe throwback. You know, everyone does a throwback. Well,
throwback Thursday, but we're not on Thursdays anymore.
That's right. So
you may have missed it Monday.
You may have missed it Monday. I love it. I'll have to get a new theme, though. Check this out.
Now on Planet Country, it's a new country throwback.
So I called it a new country throwback as opposed to a missed it Monday.
I don't mind it. I just don't like the computer voice.
All right, fair enough. It is, in fact, Rodney Atkins. Last week we played a brand new song from Rodney Atkins and we thought we've never played It's America on Planet Country. Let's do it right now for you. This is Rodney Atkins and it's our May Have Missed It.
You May Have Missed It Monday. Monday.
Kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet, it's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, and kids selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation under God. It's America. Later on when I got home, I flipped the TV on. I saw a little town that some big twister tore apart, and people came from miles around just to help their neighbors out. And I was thinking to myself, I'm so glad that I live in America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet, it's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, and kids selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation under God. It's America. Now we don't always get it all right. There's no place else I'd rather be. It's a kid with a chance, it's a rock and roll band, it's a farmer cutting hay. It's a big flag flying in the summer wind over a fallen hero's grave. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a welcome home parade. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June and kids selling lemonade. Cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation under God, it's America. Oh, it's America. Oh, oh yeah. Woo.
You haven't been relocated. You're still in Australia, but you know, I want to put a call out to a modern country artist to record their own sort of version of that song, but for Australians. You know, because that to me talks about American culture, and you just, you know, like the good side of it, not the gun you know, gun debate side. But
the gun debate.
Yeah, side. But I just, like, we've seen an artist by the name of Lee Kernaghan, who some people here might be familiar with. We don't have time, unfortunately, to play him tonight. But, you know, just an artist puts out a song that's all about modern Australian life. So not necessarily about red dirt, but just, you know, just about, you know, the freedom that Australians have.
Let's
as well.
Get that happening. Who
yeah,
can do
so.
That?
Casey Barnes.
Casey
maybe?
Barnes, get on it.
Hayley Jensen. Who are the Josh Setterfield, all the Australian artists we played tonight. There you go. That's your call to arms to write a song, and you have until Australia Day next year to do it.
It's plenty
and
of time.
You know what? If they actually do it, we'll get them to be on the Rudy Hill Australia Day show that Swarge yeah. and I do a live broadcast day.
They were there, exactly. We hope you've enjoyed the first Planet Country on Swar. There's a few gremlins we've got to work through. We'll get that sorted out in plenty of time for next week. Speaking of which, we have a studio guest, the first studio guest we've got at Swar
right.
FM. Nina Ward is a brand new Australian artist, Sydney artist, and she is going to be on the show next week. And we've also got Old Dominion, international stars Old Dominion. We've got an interview with them from the red carpet. Until then, we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Streaming live on the Wharf Australia.
Big Stu and MJ. Planet Country.